they sound like. Nehemiah, Jeremiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. And all the people gathered, verse 1 here, themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spoke, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the books of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. So let me get you from there to here quickly. Israel has been captive in Babylon, and they're starting to come back home. They come back home and they find the gates, the walls in absolute ruin. Nehemiah leads a working party that rebuilds the wall. Now, it was a hard job enough, but it was opposed by so many people, it made it more difficult. And that one place it says they built the wall with the sword on one hand and with the trowel on the other. Couldn't remember that word. And so it was a difficult procedure. And they got it done. And so we're looking at them now, and they got that done. And now they say to Ezra, read us the word of God. I want you to understand something. They haven't probably had the word of God in a lifetime. They were in Babylon. They didn't have the word of God there. And so they finished the wall and they said, give us the word of God. We want to hear that. Okay? So Ezra reads to them the word of God. And they get all excited. They stand up and they listen for half a day. They listen about all that's done. And so they want to do something right. So Nehemiah says, go home. Go home, rejoice, eat the fat, drink, have a great time. Matter of fact, if you know someone that doesn't have a portion, give them a portion. And let's enjoy the pleasures that God has given us. And so people do that. They go home, they have a great time. And then they come back the seventh day, and they read the word again. And this is great, because they're listening to the word, and all of a sudden, they talk about a feast. But what? They said, hey, there's a feast in the Bible. There's a feast, okay? You want to know where that's at? We're around verse 14. And they found a feast. And it was coming up quickly. So the people went, well, it's a feast of booths. And it was commanded by Moses that they would do this. So the people ran quickly. And they grabbed palm leaves. They grabbed olive oil. They grabbed what they can. And they build these booths. Whether it's on a housetop, on the land, on the road, outside the water gate. They built all these booths in readiness for this feast. And you know what's sad about this? They have not celebrated this feast since the days of Joshua. Think about that. There's a lot of years between Joshua and Babylon that they weren't celebrating this feast. Right? It says there right there in verse 17, the congregation, they came out again. Oh, I'm sorry. In verse 17, I'm sorry. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity and made booths and sat on the booths, for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto this day, had not the children of Israel done so. And in very great gladness. They didn't celebrate this feast. Isn't that amazing? God gives them these feasts that they have times to remember and celebrate the things that God did for them. They celebrated Passover. They celebrated other people. They didn't celebrate this feast. I don't know why. It doesn't say. But they didn't celebrate this feast. And it's amazing to me that they lost this feast. And you know why they lost the feast? One reason why they lost the feast? They got out of the Word of God. It was right there. He read that and he said, oh, we didn't know what was there. We didn't do that feast. had the Word of God the whole time before captivity. That says to me that they didn't follow the Word of God. They got into some kind of religious tradition, and they followed from the feast of tradition, but they didn't follow this one. Because they got away from the Word of God. You see, their discouragement came way before they were taken up to Babylon. They became discouraged because they stopped living in the Word of God. See, and we talk about encouragement, that's how you get discouraged. You get away from God. When you get away from God, you get away from the blessings of God. These feasts of blessings, times of blessings, times of refreshing, times of joy, times of remembrance. They got away with it. They got away from it because they got away from the Word of God. And that brings discouragement. And so they read the Bible there and the Word of God, and they said, whoa, this is exciting. Let's do this. And so they built the booths and they celebrated 7 days. They observed the feast, and the next day was a day of holiness. And the last verse there says, also, day by day, from the first day into the last day, he read the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the 8th day was the solemn assembly according to the manner. They celebrated because they understood the Word of God, and they were encouraged to a great extent. And all these people from out of captivity now are in Israel. They're back in Judah, and they're getting ready to build a new temple. But they rebuilt the wall, and they're starting to feel like they're at home again. And they celebrate this, the Feast of Booths, and it brings them remembrance of God. Now, I'm telling you, don't forget God. Don't forget to recognize God for generations. That's what they did. You, your children, that's what they did. How'd they get there? They just left the Word of God behind. They got to their tradition, and they didn't need the Word of God. They got to their practice, so they needed the Word of God. They got to their formalities, and they need the Word of God. We folks need the Word of God, and if we do this, we'll stay encouraged. Amen? Okay. It's time for prayer requests. Any prayer?